CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A tornado has touched down in Oklahoma City.
We've had a neighborhood in the southeast part of Oklahoma City hit by a tornado. We've had 10 to 12 homes that were heavily damaged, some of them completely destroyed.
Sergeant Rob Robertson is with the Oklahoma City Police.
We had a few people that had to have assistance getting out of their damaged homes. Luckily, we've had no fatalities, no major injuries.
Parts of the I-35 corridor that stretch from Oklahoma to Texas are under a tornado watch until 9 a.m. local time. Vice President Harris pops up on NBC. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Vice President Kamala Harris poked some fun at herself on Saturday Night Live, appearing opposite Maya Rudolph, who's been playing the presidential hopeful on NBC.
I'm going to vote for us. Great. Any chance you are registered in Pennsylvania? Nope, I am not. Well, it was worth a shot.
It happened during the show's cold open, where the two looked at each other through a dressing room mirror. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Just ahead of Election Day, women's marches were held all across the country, including in Washington, D.C.
I'm going to be 65 in January, and I can't believe we're at this point again.
I'm a 77-year-old woman. Here we are today, standing up for democracy, standing up for the right to choose.
The movement began in 2017 with a large-scale protest following Donald Trump's inauguration. The former president campaigned in Greensboro, North Carolina, Saturday.
The day I take the oath of office, the migrant invasion ends and the restoration of our country begins.
The American Psychological Association says many of us are experiencing election anxiety. Details from CBS's Elise Preston.
Nearly 70% of American voters are anxious about the presidential race. Polling shows an erosion of belief in our nation's institutions. CBS News' Anthony Salvanto.
Democrats and Republicans tell us that they feel that democracy is under threat. So all of that, at the very least, puts high stakes into this election.
Trump will start his day campaigning in Pennsylvania today. Harris begins in Michigan. Ukraine's President Zelensky is urging allies to stop watching and start doing something before North Korean troops deployed in Russia reach the battlefield. Zelensky raised the prospect of a preemptive Ukrainian strike on camps where the North Korean troops are being trained. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. Keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Christmas tree growers in the flood-ravaged mountains of northwestern North Carolina are facing a major complication as they prepare trees for sale.
Hundreds of North Carolina Christmas tree farmers, including Larry Smith, are harvesting them so the trees can be on retail lots Thanksgiving weekend. They'll have to figure out how to ship the trees since rain from Hurricane Helene washed away hundreds of roads and bridges.
Where it's really affected us is our roads. The main highways getting tractor and trailers in here and our access roads here on the farm getting the trees. Out.
The Tar Heel State is second only to Oregon in Christmas tree production. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Sparta, North Carolina.
This year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree will be coming from West Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It is scheduled to be cut down on Thursday to make the roughly 140-mile journey south to Midtown Manhattan. The tree will arrive November 9th and will be lit during a live television broadcast. Lindy Kenyon, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy and breezy for today. Southeast winds, and look for some rain to develop in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. We'll stay in the upper 50s overnight. Rain, some rumbles across the area. Some heavy rain on Monday. It's 53 at our studios.
Thing he's found. Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
well. You know you love me, baby. Still you tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well,
WRJN. You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Ignoring established federal law, the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority overturned two lower court decisions and allowed Virginia to continue its purge of suspected registered non-citizen voters. News outlets have since confirmed that eligible Virginia voters were among them. Virginia is the latest state which has pushed such purges without adequate investigation to support a national GOP narrative, sweeping up American-born and naturalized citizens in the process. The National Voter Registration Act prohibits any purges within 90 days of an election. Virginia Public Radio and NPR have already found eligible voters on the list who apparently checked the wrong box at the DMV and now have had their registrations canceled. A similar purge of over 3,200 purported non-citizens in Alabama was halted in federal court in October. Court documents showed over 2,000 of them were valid U.S. citizens and eligible voters. In Texas, after Governor Abbott trumpeted that 6,500 non-citizen voters would be purged, the Secretary of State's office found only 581 were registered illegally, according to the Texas Tribune. Even more alarming is the Supreme Court's willingness to ignore established federal law and render a decision which, at the very least, has an appearance of partisanship, and worse, what that appearance could mean for post-election litigation. We have links to check a registration at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a spooky edition of your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about a killer. A slow, steady, silent killer of your money. Most horror stories wait till the third act to reveal the monster, but let's just get it over with. Today, I'm talking about procrastination. Yep, thinking you can wait to invest or save money is one of the worst things you can do to it or for it or about it. I mean, look, we all put things off. But every year we wait to get started with investing and saving is a huge cost to our long-term financial plans. Because of the little effort, which I know can be hard, and a little help, you can take control of your money. And even keep away procrastination, the silent money killer. This is Carrie Joy saying, be safe out there and take good care.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sigh, wait.
is what I need. Let me be the one you come running to. I'll never be
say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
just take your glasses.
Hang on.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Todd Alba.
Former Senate Majority Leader for the state of Wisconsin, Republican Dale Schultz. You are endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for President and Vice President of the United States, respectively.
It's time to stand up and point out to people that Donald Trump should never, ever, ever be allowed anywhere near power, because the lack of humanity is just that significant. People need to know they can count on their leaders. And I'd like to point out Liz Cheney has made the same comment. I'm just proud of the fact that Liz Cheney right away stood up and said, this is probably one of the most important things I'll ever do. A real inspiration and a real leader.
And I think there's a lot of folks out there who are like, you know what? I'm still a Republican.
It's okay to sometimes be an American before you are a partisan.
Hear more of the Todd Allbaugh Show on WAUK at 5:40 a.m. or live with the Civic Media app. Weekdays, noon to 2.
Stretch right up and touch the sky when the weather's fine.
see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a town or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When our grandpa, when our daddy, when our mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
Stay up. Seek a notion.